Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 10:49. This man has had another wonderful year. In fact, he took out his second NBL MVP title in 2 years. He is a star of the show and he joins us now. Bryce Cotton, good morning to you and congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me as well.
Where would you rate this season, mate? You've dominated since you arrived in Perth and played for the Wildcats, but you've averaged 22.6 points in this home and away season, 4 rebounds and 3.8 assists. Where would you rate this along your other 2 seasons at the Wildcats?
I would say, you know, each season gets slightly better than the one before, and that's kind of what you want to go for. No matter how good or bad a season may be previously, you always want to try to find ways to improve, and I think that's happened both individually and as a team this year. And this is also the best record we've had since I've been with Perth, so we're just taking steps in the right direction on all cylinders.
Do you think that you've played your best basketball since you arrived in Perth?
Yeah, I think so thus far. I've improved in, you know, other areas of the game, especially defensively, and that was a big focus as well. And I think I can still, you know, get a little bit better, but so far so good, but a lot more room to go.
And what is it about this organization, the 34th straight year that the Perth Wildcats have played finals basketball? It's quite extraordinary, really.
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot longer than I've been alive. So you're playing for something that's bigger than yourself. And anytime something like that's at stake, you know, subconsciously, it's extra motivation to make sure that, you know, you're not one of those guys that's on that team in the street.
Perth Wildcats have finished second on the table. And, of course, you start the finals this week. Do you think that you've got the side to go all of the way once again?
I mean, that's how every team should feel, honestly. But I think the way we ended this last part of the regular season, we've really started to gel, and chemistry and everything is clicking at its highest peak, which is, you know, where you want to be going into playoffs. So hopefully we can carry that momentum.
Who's the side to beat in your eyes, Bryce?
Say that again?
Who's the side to beat? Is it the Sydney Kings, the side that you'll have to beat to take out the title?
I don't know. I mean, this league is so unpredictable, and with the top 4 teams, you know, we all have great stories and, you know, the seeds that we took and the journey we had getting there. But any team can be beaten, but, you know, Sydney has to get to the grand finals just like us, or because you just never know who it's going to be. But each round is going to be a dogfight.
You've been the best player in the NBL since you arrived. Is there any chance that one day we might see you play for Australia?
I mean, I sure would hope so. I'm not quite sure, but I would love for that to turn into reality.
Yeah. Is Australia your home now, or do you still have dreams and aspirations to play in the NBA?
I mean, I've played there before, and it's, you know, it's always a goal to get back, but, you know, if that doesn't pan out, you know, I'm not complaining about where I'm at. I love it out here.
Now, he joins us every Thursday morning, Homicide Williams, but do you get so much satisfaction from proving him wrong? I think he's jumped on your bandwagon this year, Bryce, but especially last year. One of my favourite moments when you told him to shut up after scoring that 3-pointer at the Perth Arena.
I mean, yeah, I don't pay too much attention to it. Not like I did before. I paid a little bit more attention, I'd say, the first couple years. But, you know, I just block that out and, you know, just worry about my teammates. And as long as they're happy with how I'm playing and, you know, we're all on the same page going out trying to win, that's where my focus has been the past 2 years, I'd say.
Well, I can't wait to watch you in another final series for the Perth Wildcats. Melbourne United have snuck in as well, so we've got something to look forward to here in Victoria as well, seeing United make the finals after they looked down and out a couple of weeks ago. So it promises to be a wonderful final series, and congratulations once again, Bryce, on another wonderful season, and you richly deserve this year's MVP after being robbed last year, let's be honest.
Well, thanks a lot. I definitely appreciate that. And yeah, it's definitely an honor, but it's been such a fun year, but there's a little bit more work to do, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right. Good.